From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. The WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Dr. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
I've been working in humanitarian assistance for 23 years. I've been to conflict zones on four continents, and I have rarely seen conditions as severe as what we're seeing in East Aleppo today.
Earlier, U.S. President Barack Obama strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its closest ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. President Obama said that Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation and its friends. During a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader, Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century.
Shimon accomplished enough things in his life for 1,000 men. But he understood that it is better to live to the very end of his time on earth with a longing not for the past, but for the dreams that have not yet come true. An Israel that is secure in a just and lasting peace with its neighbors.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday at a hospital at the age of 93. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is promoting her plans for enhancing public service opportunities. In a speech in Fort Pierce, Florida on Friday, Clinton said she thinks America is strongest when people work together. She said Republican Donald Trump favors a strongman approach.
He said, I alone can fix it. I alone? Well, we've learned that that's his way. One person getting supreme power and exercising it ruthlessly. That's why he admires dictators like Vladimir Putin so much.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's campaign is defending his early morning tweets shaming former Miss Universe Alicia Machado. Trump took to Twitter overnight to accuse Clinton's campaign of being duped by a con and to encourage Americans to check out what he called Machado's sex tape. Trump campaign spokeswoman Jessica Ditto said via email that Mr. Trump is going to defend himself against what the campaign sees as a coordinated attack effort by the media and Hillary Clinton's campaign. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end Friday when it crash-landed on the surface as planned, snapping photos along the way. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds. It then slipped out of orbit and collided onto the icy surface of the 67P comet. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many. Was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
The spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe named Philae onto the surface of the comet in November 2014. That mission was considered the agency's most ambitious. European Union Environment Ministers meeting in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. The EU needs to sign off on the deal so it can have a seat at the table during climate discussions scheduled for November in Marrakesh, Morocco. For the deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has extended the time recommendation for men trying to conceive a child from 8 weeks to 6 months after researchers found the Zika virus can linger in semen for months. Pregnant women who are infected by the virus risk giving birth to babies with microcephaly, a severe birth defect. I'm David Byrd. In Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.